It has been a great privilege since yesterday. Having gone through a lot of things yesterday, we trust God that today we are going to advance to look at the rise of apostolic and a prophetic generation. I don't know about you, but recently, if you have been consistent in the body of Christ, you must have seen a little bit of development and transition that has been going on. And one of the transitions that has been going on in the body of Christ speedily is the rise of an apostolic and a prophetic generation. Many people have been recruited into the order of the Christ. Many people have been sent by the Lord himself. Many people have been equipped, qualified by the Lord. Many people they are seeking for God have now become qualitative instead of quantitative. The quantitative seeking of God that men have done over time has begun to fail them. And men and women have been in the Christendom for the past 30 years, 40 years, and 50 years. But right now, they could not be able to lay hold of the new operations that God is doing. And somehow, the prophecy that God is going to begin to reach out to babes and sucklings to begin to recruit an army for himself is beginning to be fulfilled. Somehow, the prophecy of the prophet spoken in time past is beginning to come into limelight. How that upon the last day, the Lord is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that sons and daughters are going to prophesy. But far beyond that, that was the definition of the rise of a prophetic generation. How that there is a generation that is coming that is going to be prophetic in nature. But there is also the apostolic generation that is coming that will sustain certain level of wisdom in God. And this generation of apostolic and prophetic individuals come together to form the new breed that will actually herald the last army that will advance the kingdom of God to another perspective. Right now, there is a movement upon the heart of men. There is a movement upon babes and suckling, recruiting them into the order of the apostolic and the prophetic. And that is why many people are going through diverse kind of dealing, diverse kind of schooling, diverse kinds of encounters that they may not even understand. But most of these encounters is trying to recruit them into an army in the spirit that will bear a mandate apostolically and prophetically to have an understanding of what the Lord is doing as well as what God is actually intend to do in the time that is coming. Right now, men and women are granted access to understand the ways of God. Men and women are granted access into the intelligence in the spirit, that they may be able to actually become custodians of the mysteries and the truth of God, then be able to communicate it unto others. Right now, the Lord God is encountering men and women that don't even dare. This one don't even want to be called pastors. This one don't even want to be called evangelists. This one don't even want to be called our ministers, but the Lord God is reaching out to them because there is a rise of an army that is being emerged. Somehow a generation that has been prayed for is beginning to come into limelight. Somehow the prayers of our fathers is beginning to be answered right now by God. That men and women that sustain heritages in God, that their fathers have paid a price for, right now their heart is being stirred up. And that is why you don't like the Lord, you don't even love the Lord, you may be a drunkard, you may be a smoker, there is an intelligence of God at working in your life. You don't even know why you are still coming to church although you are a smoker. You don't even know why you are still coming to church although you are a rose girl. You don't know why, but there is an army that God is trying to recruit you inside. There is the hand of the Lord upon you that is trying to find expression upon you, but you may not have an understanding. You don't even know why you are still a sinner, although you are still having encounters. You don't even know why you don't even love the Lord, but the Lord is still visiting you, revealing to you his mystery, showing you visions and dreams, seeing you casting out devils, seeing you healing the sick, seeing you preaching, seeing you reaching out to the lost. Although you yourself, you are lost in yourself. So you may not even know why all of this are going on you. It's simply because there is a clarion call in the spirit that there should be a recruitment. There should be an admission. There should be a vacancy that men and women should occupy in the spirit to function for God. Right now, there is a spiritual vacancy created in the spirit that men have to occupy because nature can never abhor the vacuum. And the vacancy in the spirit is for the rise of genuine apostolic and prophetic voice. We are called as a prophetic people to be apostolic in function. The definition of our calling in God is prophetic. How we execute the calling is apostolic. Somehow, there is a DNA of the prophetic hidden within each and every one of us that require apostolic function for it to be executed. You may not be able to understand why the Lord is encountering you, visiting you, teaching you things in the spirit. How the Holy Spirit come to just educate you at night. Many of you don't even know why you cannot sleep at night. You try to watch movie, you cannot even watch. You try to actually visit a friend in the daytime, you cannot actually visit a friend. You don't know why you are sober in the daytime. You don't know why you are sober in the nighttime. It's because there is an invitation. There is a calling that is trying to draw you within. Deep begin to call unto thee because the waters inside of you begin to be stirred up. Now is the time that the angels have stirred up the waters, and everyone that have to jump into the pool is forced to jump into the pool. You don't have to desire. The Lord is going to force you to jump into the pool. Right now is the time when the Lord God is encountering the soul. The Lord God is encountering men and women that are actually not part of the kingdom. Now is the time when Rahab the prostitute is being encountered. Now is the time when Saul will yet again meet a light on his way to Damascus. Why? Because the prayer of intercessors. Because the Lord God has actually begun to hearken unto the prayers of the forefathers. Now is the time that the mandate of the Lord will begin to be fulfilled in the lives of men. Now is the time that the Lord God is appearing unto people again, encountering people. Why? Because the Lord intends to raise again for himself a generation of apostolic and prophetic people. These ones will be downcasted. These ones will be broken. These ones will be in debt. These ones will be deserted. Many of them will be like the mighty men of David. They are in debt. They may not be qualified in the society. They may be running out for their life. They may actually be confused in life. But right now, God is giving them clarity and definition. You don't even know why suddenly the Lord has encountered you and drawn you into a quorum of the believers. You don't know why all your friends have left you. You don't know why God separated you from everybody that you used to know. It's simply because there is a calling of God upon your life that seeks to find expression. It's an apostolic and a prophetic spirit. It's an apostolic and a prophetic calling. Why? It comes first of all with separation. Jesus Christ called men unto himself first before he sent them. There is a calling to the Lord that is going on in this season, so that a man, a woman, and a people can rise again as a nation to deliver a nation. Right now, the Lord God is beckoning upon people, stirring up their spirit, aligning them, fine-tuning them, connecting them with people divinely. The Lord God is initiating new divine relationships so that men can be defined according to the order of their purpose and their calling. They cannot resist this. They cannot resist. You cannot resist the calling of God upon your life in this season. You may be small, but the Lord God is going to qualify you. You may be little, but the Lord God is going to qualify you, because there's an ancient spirit that works with apostolic and prophetic people. And that is why you are noticing a new realm of wisdom in your life, a new realm of insight in your life. Yet everybody call you small your family, but your encounters are big. Everybody call you small in your family, but your intelligence, your wisdom, your understanding of scriptures is more than your reverend. Your understanding of scripture is more than your pastor. There is something that is going on in you. It's not for you to be conformed to a societal belief system of church religious setting. No, it's for the Lord to include you among an army that is apostolic and prophetic in nature. You may not have a ministry. You may not belong to any church defined. You may not be pastoring an assembly, but the Lord God is going to equip you with his tool, his giftings of the Spirit, define his calling upon your life and send you apostolically. You must understand that right now is the time when the Lord God is reaching out to men and women that are not qualified. These ones are not going to be qualified by men. They are going to be qualified by God. I need you to understand that men don't call men to do the works of God. God have to call men to do his own works. And that is why God is raising again new breed of believers upon the face of the earth. This new breed of believers upon the face of the earth are going to be apostolic and prophetic. The Lord God began apostolic and prophetically, and that is how he's going to end it actually. You must understand that according to the definition of the Lord, there is the DNA of the prophetic and the apostolic. If you look all through time, how God related with the children of Israel was actually prophetically. The emergence of the children of Israel was actually a prophetic generation that was rising. God worked with them prophetically through the operations of prophets and priests. God worked with them prophetically through the dimension of prophetic speaking, like visions, like dreams, like trance, like diverse kinds of things, because God inspired men and women of old as they were inspired prophetically. They give guidance to the children of Israel. And that's what the Bible speaking say, in time past, God speak unto our forefathers by the prophet, that the operation of the prophet functioning through the prophet was how God actually worked before. If you look at the sons of Israel, they were actually 12 prophetic children that were born out of obscurity. Many of them were born out of obscurity, but the definition of them was 12 children that become 12 tribes, that become 12 nations, that become 12 clans, that become 12 governments, that become 12 whatsoever. At the tail end, if you read the book of Revelation 22, these ones were actually immortalized to become part of the gate and the foundation. But mind you, the foundation was apostolic. The foundation of the New Jerusalem is apostolic. The foundation, the gate of the New Jerusalem is prophetic. The same way that the foundation of Christianity is apostolic, the gate of the Christianity is prophetic. The gate that preserves the entrance of anyone into into the kingdom of God is prophetic and apostolically. And that is why apostolic voices were the ones that rose and begin to herald the move of God. If you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, that book did not end. Why? Because it showed us the act, the movement of the apostles upon a land, upon diverse land. As the apostles were moving according to the alignment with the Spirit of the Lord, they begin to do many signs and wonders. It was their lifestyle that you are reading, but mind you, it was their obedience to God that you are reading. Do you know that that book did not end? We are not just supposed to read the stories. We are supposed to read the stories and journey and continue the stories. We are supposed to continue to act the act of the apostle upon the face of the earth right now. But is that what we are doing, or we are conformed to a religious order in the body of Christ? Right now is a time when the Lord God is yet again ordaining new apostles and prophets, that they may be able to understand his operation and herald the body of Christ into a new phase. Mind you, the reason why you are a Christian today was because apostles went out for evangelism. The reason why you are a Christian today was because the 12 apostles that Jesus Christ trained refused to just become apostles with ordination, because they went out and obeyed the Great Commission, and that was why they recruited you. The reason why you are a Christian today was because somebody taught somebody God. The reason why you are a Christian today was because somebody actually told you to pray you into Christianity. The reason why you are a Christian today is because actually somebody was obedient to God. He may not be a pastor, he may not open a church, he may not have anything, but I assure you, he was obedient to the Lord. Right now is the time that the Lord God is recruiting people again. They may not be qualified. This man may be working in an office. These people may be working in a chemist. These people may be working in a school. These people may be teachers in diverse fields. They may even be in politics, but the Lord God is looking for a witness within that region. And you will just discover that there are apostles that is beginning to recruit within those regions. There are prophets is beginning to recruit within those regions. You don't know why you are dispensing your normal duty, but suddenly, there is an inspiration of the Almighty that is at work in your life. There is a wisdom of God at work in your life. You don't know why you gather people, you begin to share to them the word of the Lord. You don't know why, as you gather people, as they come to your house to discuss business as usual, suddenly you switch to scriptures and you begin to give them understanding to scriptures. You don't know why, as you begin to talk, people begin to cry. You may not know why they are crying. It's the grace of the Lord upon your life to rise you to become an apostle and a prophetic voice. You don't know why your dreams have changed. You don't know why your visions have changed. You don't know why right now you're beginning to see yourself in different places. You don't know why there's a grace for you to pray. You don't know why right now you just love to lock yourself inside. You don't know why you don't want to stay with your friends. You don't know why somehow your life become too lonely. It's because the Lord has numbered you among an apostle and a prophetic generation that will bear the emblem of his kingdom in this time. Yet you don't desire these things, yet you don't like this thing, but I'm telling you that you must understand that there is a clarion call in the spirit to raise a new voice again. Why? Because our fathers have embraced a religion, our fathers have an ambition, and God is looking for genuine people that can take upon themselves his burden. Because the burden of the Lord right now is the cry of the Lord, that men and women can take the will of the Lord, drop down their will, drop down their ambition, and take his will. Are you not tired that your campus does not have a witness? Are you not tired that your house doesn't have a witness? Are you not tired that your region doesn't have a witness? The way God designed the system of the earth is aligned to the system of heaven. How that in every region there must be a witness. That in Babylon there must be Daniel, there must be Shadrach, there must be Meshach, there must be Abednego. That in Egypt there must be Joseph. The same way that every region there must be somebody the Lord can work with. The Lord God can never leave us without a remnant. The same way you have Elisha, there is a prophet in Israel. The same way you have Elijah, the same way there has to be actually you within your region. You don't know why you are in your region and you are not effective. It's because you have not aligned to the call of God. And that is why your life is frustrated. That is why every business you do is crashing. That's why every relationship you enter is crashing. The reason why God is crashing every relationship, crashing every business in your life, is because he wants you to align to the calling upon your life. And until you pick upon yourself the calling and the body of the Lord, nothing may seem to work in your life. I know you are running a ministry. I know you are running a church. Can you forget about the running of your church and take upon yourself the body of the Lord? If you can forget about your church and take the body of the Lord, your church will go naturally, because the body of the Lord is always herald. It's the body of the Lord that brings men unto you. It is the body you have for a generation that attracts a generation to you. If you want to advance your church, that is good. But I'm telling the truth, if you want God to advance you, what God will do is to supply to you a burden. If you can take upon yourself that burden, you will not discover that he sent men to you. Jesus Christ speaking, say, if I be lifted up, I will send men. I will draw men unto me. If I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. I always say, when the shepherd is ready, the sheep will be sent. whether you like it or not, when you come to a certain level of maturity in God, when you align to the apostolic and the prophetic DNA of the Lord at work in your life, not just an ambition, but the true blueprint of the apostolic and the prophetic, God send you strength. God send you supply from Zion. And you now begin to discover a wisdom and intelligence at work in your life, that you are not applying any ministry principle, but yet people are coming. Why? Because you are a man that God has sent. The apostolic is actually the DNA of a messenger. The apostolic is actually the blueprint of the DNA of a messenger. The word apostle comes from the Greek word apostolos, and it means actually a sent one, a messenger. The word prophet, the prophetic, actually is more like someone that mutter, someone that is inspired, someone that sits upon the throne and the government. The prophetic comes with guidance, the ability to be able to hear God and speak to men, and the ability to be able to take the petition of men back to God so that God can grant unto you answers. When we neglect an apostle, we neglect doctrine. When we neglect prophet, we neglect our destiny. Because without the prophetic, we cannot be able to advance. Without the apostolic, we cannot have balance. We must understand that the footprint upon which the kingdom of God is held is apostolic and the prophetic. There are apostolic teachers. There are apostolic evangelists. There are prophetic teachers. There are prophetic evangelists. It does not matter whether you're a pastor, a prophet, an evangelist, or whatever. Even if you don't know it, you must understand that the word apostles is not actually a title. The word apostle is a responsibility. Jesus Christ called 12 men to be apostles with him, not so that he can give them a title apostle. No, it's so that they can be his messengers. There were many disciples then. Many of them were qualified to be apostles, but he may not have called them, but they are. Why? Because they are actually sent as messengers. At the tail end, while he left, many of them became messengers. And that is why you had many people that have never been with him in the flesh, yet became apostles of the gospel. The word apostles actually is not actually really a title. You can be a pastor and be an apostle. You can be a politician and be an apostle. You can be a businesswoman and be an apostle. Why? Because you are a messenger. It comes as messenger. It's the supply of grace to be a messenger, to represent the Lord in the land. And it's not about how old you are. No, that is just a strength that is granted unto you, like a unique voice, a unique grace, a unique authority. And there is utterance that is granted unto you. The strength of the apostolic is that voice that is granted unto him, is that grace that is supplied, and is that authority that God confirmed upon him. The strength of the prophetic is his ability to be able to be aligned to the Lord at all times, that he can be able to see. The strength of the prophetic is foresight and insight and hindsight, the ability to see ahead of time. A prophet guide is guardianship. The Bible speaks and says, is there not a prophet in Israel that we may be able to consult? Because in the days where prophets are not there, men begin to go back to soothsayers, men begin to go back to enchanters, men begin to go back to necromancers. Saul himself banished every necromancer. Saul himself banished anyone that is a wizard, anyone that is practicing sorcery, anyone that is a witch. But in the days when the prophetic is not in availability, Saul himself went to a witch of Edom and began to consult. Do you realize that without the prophetic, our destiny is dead? Without the prophetic, our destiny will be sabotaged. I realize that the prophetic is what gives men accuracy and understanding. You can actually be a man of too much knowledge, but you will lack guidance in your life. And that's why I always say that lack of vision, lack of direction kills a vision faster than prayerlessness. I speak about prayer, I pray effectively well, but I'm a man of vision, I'm a man of direction. When you don't have direction and vision, I assure you the truth, as powerful as you are, you'll be confused as a believer. And that is why the Bible said, that which I have shown you in the mountaintop, come down and declare it, because men need to be guided. The reason why yet you go to church and actually attend a good sermon, listen to a good sermon, yet go to false prophet, is because what you need is guidance. You just need an understanding, keep it to what is going on in your life. So you can just be a man of doctrine, so bogus with doctrine. The best you can do is to argue it on Facebook. See how this one does not connect to this one not connect to this one, and that's how your life remains there. But men that are actually understand the prophetic grants speed, the prophetic grants guidance, the prophetic gives you direction, the prophetic is what educates a man on what to do. The Bible speaks, say, God will do nothing except reveal his secret to his servant the prophet. Why? Because until God reveals something, he cannot do it. Until God reveals something, it cannot be done. What God actually intends to do in your life right now is hidden in types and shadow. If you cannot see it, if you cannot know of it, you will know of it in scripture and yet cannot actually function in it. Why? Because there is no direction, there is no guidance. As such, we cannot neglect the prophetic. We cannot neglect the apostolic. A generation that is prophetic and apostolic is rising in this time. You must realize that there are no special men and women called to represent God. No. Everyone is equipped by God and sent by God. Anyone that decides to respond to the calling of God can be equipped by God. Anyone that decides to respond to the summoning, the clarion call in the spirit, for the vacancy of men to occupy can be sent. At every region God requires men. Do you realize that as anointed as I may be, as anointed as other of my friends can be, they may not be able to have foot in your campus. They may not be able to step their feet upon your campus, but what are you doing there? God needs you as an apostle there. As anointed as I can be, as anointed as even Oyedepo can be, he may not be able to come to your house. You have to be the apostle in your house. You have to be the sent one in your house. You have to be the messenger in your house. You have to be that messenger in your locality. No matter how powerful as we are, as ministers of the gospel, we are limited. We need men and women that can rise in every sphere if God will be granted an advantage. You must understand that the emphasis in this time is not just apostolic. No. The emphasis in this time is both prophetic and apostolic. Right now, God is looking for men and women that he can anoint. Men and women that he can ordain apostolically and prophetically. This one does not need any qualification by men. What they need is the equipping of the Lord. Is the authorization of the Lord. Because until the Lord authorizes them, they cannot function effectively well. The time that we are right now, apostolic alone will not be effective. Because you may be schooled in revelationary doctrine, but you will lack prophetic guidance. You may lack the ability to bring the body of Christ into an inheritance. It will require a certain level of prophetic guidance to bring men into an inheritance. When Jacob was about to die, he gathered all his children and he began to tell them in keeping to their life prophetically. You see, no matter how much he taught them many things, he could not be able to have that insight and that foresight until by the agency of the prophetic. You must understand that the prophetic is an arrowhead in this time. It's an advantage. It's what will guide you against the onslaught of darkness. It's the prophetic that will give you the wisdom. If not, with all your doctrinal understanding, you will discover that you make stupid and careless mistakes. Why? Because you're not guided prophetically. But by the agency of the prophetic, you will discover that your life is balanced. You must have to be able to conform to an apostolic and a prophetic order for you to survive in this time. Else, with all your revelation, you'll be confused needing a prophet in your life. You'll be a genuine apostle yet running to fake prophet to give you prophetic word. But do you know you can become a prophetic and apostolic individual where God can communicate to you prophetically also in keeping to your life? Or else, with your prophetic, you will become like a herbalist because you lack prophetic intelligence. So right now is the time when God is educating men with intelligence prophetically. Have you seen certain people that genuinely call as a prophet, but because of lack of prophetic intelligence, they behave like herbalists? I went to a church before. I saw how they were telling people to dress naked, to dress with all kinds of way, to go and pray naked in a region. Well, there are instructions that God gives, but there are things to do that you look like a herbalist. Why will you be a genuine prophet and all the cuttings in your church are red, and you tie something that look like a wrapper around you, and you are prophesying? You are behaving like a herbalist simply because you lack prophetic intelligence. You must understand that because of the lack of prophetic intelligence, you will behave like a herbalist. So God has to school you right now, prophetically and apostolically, that you may have sound doctrine and also sound prophetic intelligence, that you may be able to guide the body of Christ aright. Right now is the time that God is recruiting people. Why? Because we need voices in diverse spheres. The strength of the body of Christ right now is apostolic and prophetic voices. Strong apostolic and prophetic voices. You may be a pastor, yet that strength can be found in you. You may be an evangelist, yet that strength can be found in you. You must understand that this year is the year of unveiling. How the Lord is bringing many apostolic and prophetic voices onto limelight. You must understand that right now is the time for men and women to be recruited. Many of you have been recruited as guardians and priestesses of the altars. And what the Lord is going to be doing to you right now is to grant unto you understanding into his wisdom and his mystery, that you may be able to herald the body of Christ into new dimension. Right now is the time when the Spirit of the Lord is beckoning upon you, bringing you into certain dimensions and realms in you, and you may be able to comprehend his speaking. God is still at working upon the face of the earth. But how God walked upon the face of the earth is through men. The agency of the working of God upon the face of the earth is the souls of men. The agency of the working of God upon the face of the earth is the apostles, men and women he can send. The word apostle is a messenger. It's not a title. Many of you are carrying the title, but ask yourself, did God really send you? If God did not send you, he cannot be able to back you. The word apostle actually is a function. It's a divine function guided by the Lord himself. It's a messenger the Lord has sent to a territory. It's a specific messenger that God sent to a territory for him to be able to function. It's a grace that defines the functioning of a messenger. You must understand that the strength of God in the region is the rise of genuine apostolic voices. What the Lord is doing right now is rising again genuine apostolic and prophetic voices, so that the false apostolic and prophetic voices will die a natural death. We cry for revival every day. Let the Lord come upon our land, but the Lord is crying and beckoning upon us to rise. Because until you and I rise, nothing will the Lord do. Right now it's time that the angels of the Lord are on guard to align themselves with new prophetic and apostolic voices. That is why you are having encounter seeing angels. The reason why you are seeing the angels of the Lord is because they want to recruit you into an order in the spirit. They want you to have an understanding of who they are. Then learn how to begin to function with them. Why? Because the Lord has appointed you as a messenger. But yet again, you don't understand the missionaries in heaven. The host of heaven are waiting for you to align to them with them, so that the Lord can begin to herald himself in your region. The burden of the Lord upon your heart can only find expression when you align. And there's a great need for you to align to the schooling of the prophetic and the apostolic. Because right now, that's what the Lord is doing. And how is the Lord going to do it? It's simple. One of the ways the Lord schools men apostolically and prophetically is to ensure that he does a working inside of them. The working he does upon them is actually giving them the dimension of the living creatures. He gave them the dimension of the strength of a lion. The strength of a lion comes with his ability to be bold and courageous. The strength of the lion comes with his ability not to be afraid. The boldness of the lion, the courageous boldness for you to represent the Lord wherever you are. How that the apostles in themselves were timid. But in the day that the Holy Ghost came upon them, they began to speak in tongues. And afterward, they went out and began to witness unto the Lord. And people that were hiding before now can boldly declare the word of the Lord and be willing to die for the sake of the gospel. How that Stephen can stand before a council of elders and begin to speak about the Lord, not caring whether he can be killed. And they stoned him to death, but he was still speaking about the Lord. It was the strength of the boldness of a lion. God will do a working upon you, equipping you. And that's why some of you are having encounters seeing living creatures, seeing lions, seeing certain beasts. Some of them may not be demonic. It's actually a fortification within you. It's an encounter to give you the strength of the immortals, so that beyond your natural existence, you are being engineered to become an abnormal person. An abnormal person in the spirit, partnering with the spirit of the Lord. The strength of the apostolic and the prophetic is the spirit and the throne and the government that is working with you. The prophetic and the apostolic walk by a throne and a government. There is a defense system that God built around you. It's a defense system of strength of creatures, angelic beings, living beings, and diverse kinds of supply in the spirit. Then God does a working of giving the dimension of an eagle, the ability to be able to soar. You may not know why storms of life hit you. How all of a sudden devil do everything to make you discredit God, and you say no. Even in the midst of the troubles I'm going through, I will yet again praise the Lord. That was not a normal thing. Because you went through things that people went through, and they insult the Lord and they give up on the Lord. But as you go through those things, you are willing to say the Lord God is faithful. You are willing to say the Lord God, I love you. You are willing to see thank the Lord in the midst of those things. How that after the Lord God has bruised you, after the Lord God has permitted all kinds of peril to befall you, you still wake up and say thank you Lord Jesus. And the Lord is amazed. How can you thank me in this kind of situation? After you have not eaten for like 2 days, after you have not even had any money in your account for like 5 days, the ministry is... You must understand that at every situation, at every time in your life, God is going to release upon you his strength as an eagle for you to be able to soar. You will discover the strength of the eagle in your life, making you to go against the storm. That no matter the kind of pressure of life you go through, no matter the kind of storm the devil sent upon you, you will navigate the storm. At the tail end, you will not be able to actually calm down the storm. And the reason why you calm down the storm is not because the storm left, it's just because you're able to soar above the storm. You will discover that everything the devil does to ensure that you give up on God, you cannot give up. Why? Because there is a strength the strength of the eagle, the ability to navigate beyond the storm. And far beyond that, there is also the eye vista of the eagle. The Lord give you the insight and the foresight and the hindsight of the eagle, the ability to be able to see kilometers far away. That even though you are going through a challenge at the moment as a minister, but yet again, you are seeing the glory ahead. That no matter what the devil is doing, you are seeing 10 years ahead. You are seeing 20 years ahead. Why? Because it's the strength of the ego. That the Lord walk a strength of the ego inside of you. That now you can be optimistic about the future. The present situation may look like nothing, but you are sure that there's a better tomorrow tomorrow. Why? There is a strength of the ego the Lord walk inside of you. Right now, the apostolic and the prophetic generation that God is rising are men and women that will not be conversant with the storm, that will not look at their current circumstances, their challenges. They will look at the ordination of God upon their life. They will look at the calling of God upon their life. They will look at the supply of the Spirit upon their life. They will look at the strength of the Spirit upon their life. The dimension of the prophetic is the dimension of the ego, is the dimension of the living creature named the ego. How God give you the ability to see afar off. How God give you the ability to be able to soar. The ability to be transported into diverse spheres. The ability to sustain the energy, the fortitude to mount up. That's what the Bible says, you will mount up as the eagles. Why? Because there's a characteristic of a believer as an eagle in the Lord. You must understand that the strength of the eagle is one of the things the Lord will fortify you with as an apostolic and a prophetic generation for you to be able to thrive. You will not know why. Everything they try to do to fail you, they cannot fail you. They try to pull you down, you cannot. What kill others cannot kill you. Where other people stumble, you cannot stumble. You pass through a place that people pass through and bad things happen to them, yet it's as though nothing happened to you. It's simply because there was a strength of the eagle for you to soar above. You must understand that right now the Lord is impacting upon you a certain level of strength, and that is why those encounters are the way they are. You are seeing yourself lying in the dream. You are seeing yourself taking up in the spirit. All of those things is to equip you, is to actually exercise you in the spirit, preparing you for actually an infiltration that will come. Because the way that the Lord does this thing is actually consecration, separation, then infiltration. The Lord consecrated you so that he has separated you so that he can send you as an infiltrating system upon the face of the earth. Then he walked the dimension of the strength of an ox, the ability to bear burden, the ability never to be weary, the ability never to be tired. Many times people will tell you, don't worry, look at them, the way they started, that's how they will get tired. Where there are people that don't get tired, the Bible said them that wait upon the Lord, they will run, they will never be weary, they will mount up with wings as eagles. That is the ability of the strength of an ox. Have you seen an ox journey before? The ox can just drink water for just a day and journey for many days without drinking water again. He may remain very hungry, but he's effectively functioning. You must understand that there are men that have the dimension of the living creature as the ox. These are apostolic and prophetic people. These ones can never be tired. You are going to wait for them and wait in vain for them to tire, and they are not going to be tired. You are waiting for them to backslide. They will not backslide. No matter how they backslide, they return back to the Lord again. Why? It's the strength of the ox. They don't even know why they come back again. Something brought them back again. It's the strength of the ox. The Lord is functioning again. It's releasing again the strength of the ox upon you. You don't know why you backslided, but you don't know why you came back again. It's the rising. It's the beckoning. It's the summoning of the Lord bringing you into your ordination as an apostolic and a prophetic generation, that you may be able to represent the Lord in time to come. The schooling of the Lord in you is not yet completed. As such, it can never be aborted. You can never be expelled. You can never be rusticated. You can never be rusticated from the school of the Spirit. Why? Because there is a calling, there is a summoning, there is an emblem, there is a numbering upon you. So there is a strength of the ox that will always bring you back into alignment. Then the Lord does a working of the dimension of the lamp upon you. How that although with all these abilities, yet again you are simple. There is a humility you can never be able to understand. This new apostolic and prophetic voice, they are going to be hybrid. Hybrid that are very simple, very humble. They will not speak about humility and yet they are not humble. They will not speak about pride and yet they are proud and arrogant. No, these are going to be simple people, yet deeper in God. These are going to be men and women that may be feeble, but they are deeper in the things of God. These are going to be men and women that may look small. They may look very, very In fact, if you are not careful, you will despise them. But these are men of deep patterns in God. Their simplicity will humble you. You must come to understand that the Lord is raising again a new breed of believers. These ones are going to be so powerful. These ones are going to be so empowered. The Lord himself will encounter them, visit them. The Lord Jesus Christ will appear to them in diverse ways to let them know that he is the one helping them. He's going to help them and bring them to a confirmation in the realm of the spirit that they can become apostles and prophets, and they cannot represent him. He can send them to harlots. He can send them to prostitutes. He can send them to boarding school. He can send them to primary school. He can send them to one person. He can send them to just a friend that is dying spiritually. And they can spend hours just talking to a friend. They can spend days just interceding for a friend. They will spend hours just counseling somebody. They don't know why they are just on Facebook and talking to one lady. And this lady may not be interested in God, but every day they keep repeating it again and again until the lady is converted. They don't know why. They will spend days just interceding, praying for a dear brother until the brother stops smoking and drinking. They will not know why in humility the Lord will humble them through prayer. They don't know why as they begin to pray, they just find themselves praying for people, praying for ministers, praying for pastors, praying for churches. The churches may not even belong to them, but they are just praying for them. It's a level of humility. It requires truly a humble man to pray, because prayer will humble you. Because prayer doesn't bring you to limelight. No, prayer humbles you. It's a demonstration of power. It's a demonstration of the glory of God that actually brings you to limelight. Prayer is what you do in the secret place. And that is humility. So men and women are going to be included again in this apostolic and prophetic generation that will actually humble themselves and begin to prophesy the salvation of people, and begin to prophesy the rise of an army. They prophesy the revival that will come upon their land. You must understand that as a prophetic individual, you are not called to be right with men. You are called to be right with God. The strength of a prophetic individual is his alignment to God. You are called to be right with God. Do not be right with men and be wrong with God. So a lot of times men may not understand you, but ensure that God understands you. Then your strength as an apostolic individual is your alignment to the present revelationary truth of the Lord for the now. You must understand that doctrine of a church is not the revelation of God. Doctrine of a religion is not the revelation of God. Everybody can have a doctrine, but what is the Lord saying right now? The strength of an apostle is how much more you can align to what the Lord is saying right now. Because that is the thing that sparks through the heart of men. That is the thing that brings men into the realm of God. And that is why somebody from different denominations can listen to you and still be blessed. Why? Because you are not speaking doctrine. You are speaking spirit and life. You are communicating the present revelational position of the Lord. So you must understand that as an apostolic and a prophetic individual, what we do is to be right with God, then speak the correct revelational position of God. As we move in obedience, we decree the counsel of the Lord. Okay. And in this operation, you must realize that there are diverse apostles in this time. There are the apostles of Satan. There are men and women that is not God that sent them. It's actually Satan that sent them. Paul began to speak in scripture. He talks about how many people left them and now actually become apostles of darkness. These ones are actually representing the devil in diverse ways. You must understand that as a prophetic and apostolic individual, you must be sent by God. If you are not sent by God, the devil is sending you. There are men and women today that God have not sent them. Actually, the devil have sent them. And that is why if as you are pursuit of God, you must be able to discern men and women that devil have sent to you. There are apostles of darkness. There are also apostles of God. There are people actually that prior before Jesus Christ was revealed, they were messengers of God. They were men and women that Jesus Christ, before he was revealed to ordain apostles, these were men that were prophetic individuals. These were men that were umpires of the gospel. They are actually messengers. They are actually apostles of God. Actually, after Jesus Christ came, he now began to recruit apostles. And that's why you see, Peter can say, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Because now their apostleship is by the ordination that was conferred upon them by Jesus Christ. Right now, there are apostles of Jesus Christ that Jesus Christ appeared to them and sent them. Jesus Christ will appear to many of you and send you as messengers and send you as apostles. Why? Because right now there is a great need for apostles of Jesus Christ in diverse places. Also, there are apostles of men and women whom God is actually their belly. What they call God is actually their bellies. Anything their belly tell them to do, that they will do. These are men and women that merchandise men. They put a burden, a yoke upon people. They spend them. They spend the souls of men to get money. They do their best to collect everything from people. They merchandise people. They prophet a lying. They prophet a soothsaying. They do all kinds of lies upon people just so that they can get the money of people. The Lord will actually checkmate this man by releasing genuine apostles and prophets to silence their voice. What is going on right now is that there are men and women that were not sent by God. These were men and women that sent themselves. God did not call them, they called themselves. They gave themselves title. Yesterday they were prophets. Today they are apostles. Next tomorrow they will become bishop. Next tomorrow they will become reverend. Another day they will become evangelist. Another day there is a confusion in their life. Why? Because they align to present situation in keeping to their belly. You must understand that right now, as the Lord is raising new apostolic and prophetic voice so that the body of Christ can have definition. These ones may be young in themselves, but there is insight and wisdom beyond them. But this is gotten from the inner chamber as they dwell with the Lord.